This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. So, evidently, we now live in not only a sanctuary state, but a totalitarian state as well. Good old Governor Kate Brown. She really is amazing, isn't she? So the cap-and-trade bill, known variously as a number of things, including the environmental bill and the climate change bill, would pass the Senate since the liberal Democrats enjoy an 18-12 advantage. But, whoops, there's a monkey in the works. The Senate needs 20 senators in attendance to have a quorum to take that vote. So the Republicans, well, they simply left the Senate and did not attend, therefore suppressing the vote because there was no quorum. But along comes that hard-charging, save-the-climate champion of sanctuary cities, Governor Kate Brown, and orders the state police to find those dastardly Republican senators and arrest them and deliver them to the state capitol so she can get the vote she wants on this bill. Why not call out the Oregon Air Guard, the Oregon National Guard, all Oregon City police departments? Oh, heck, throw in the road department and anyone else you can think of. It is really incredible. You know, the sad thing is that the liberal Democrats in Salem have pushed every harebrained idea in the world through, and of course our governor will sign each and every one. I'm not even sure that she even reads them, you know. It's, hey, just a quick question, is this a Democratic bill? Well, yes, Governor, it is. Oh, good, where do I sign? This cap-and-trade bill would do nothing but create havoc in the state of Oregon. Oh, I've read the various comments from the sponsors, and they're nothing more than a bunch of rubbish. No new industry is going to come here to face yet another huge tax on their operations. Existing industry is either going to exit the state of Oregon or, wait for it, fire some of their employees to cover the cost of this new tax. And what will it do for global warming? Well, not a darn thing, of course. Well, I take that back. If enough industries simply close the door rather than pay this exorbitant tax, that might make a 1/1,000,000,000th of a 1% change in the global output of air pollution. Maybe. Look, China and India, amongst others, dump massive amounts of pollution into the air every day. We here in America can make all the changes we want, but the fact is, until these major polluters join in, there's not going to be much of a climate difference, regardless of what we do. But in Oregon? Nope, don't let that fact deter you from implementing yet another law to strangle industry and create more unemployment. What a state. You know, in watching our governor call in the state police on her own legislators, I believe she's really just lobbying for a new career after retirement. Mm-hmm. She could join the city of Klamath Falls Code Enforcement Department and fit right in. Opportunity never sleeps, my friend. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.